This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Twitter released its quarterly results yesterday, and they were impressive. Investors were pleased. Shares of Twitter stock jumped almost 20% today. Here's a rundown of the good news. The social media giant picked up 16 million users in the last few months. There are now 267 million tweeters in the Twitterverse. And revenue more than doubled, thanks to new types of mobile ads. Of course, revenue and profit are not the same thing. Twitter is still losing money. The company lost $144 million last quarter. So what will it take for the company to turn a profit? How much does that really matter? Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith.
The business strategy of many tech companies bears a strong resemblance to the business model of some characters from South Park. The Underpants Gnomes. They are, well, gnomes who steal people's underpants as part of a business strategy.
You see, phase one, collect underpants. Phase two, phase three, profit.
Oh, I get it.
It's actually a very good business model.
That's Eric Yoakumstaller, CEO of Vivaldi Partners. And he's actually not talking about the underpants gnomes. He's talking about Twitter and other tech companies. They attract millions of users with free services, phase one. They try to figure out some way to exploit those users, phase two, in order to make millions of dollars, phase three. Yoakumstaller says we've seen this work time and again. Think Google and Facebook.
As habit forms and as the millions of people become hooked, Twitter has an opportunity to add advertising, basically monetizing the asset.
But that could be tricky for Twitter, says Ken Wilber, a professor of marketing at UC San Diego. He says advertisers love Facebook because it knows so much about its users and there are so many of them. They don't love Twitter quite as much.
When you put ads into the Twitter feed itself, it lowers the utility of Twitter to its users, and they don't have a great platform for putting ads next to the feed.
Wilber says it remains to be seen whether Twitter can find a way to fully monetize its users. He says it could be the next Facebook or the next Friendster. At one time, Friendster was the biggest social network on the web with more than 100 million users, and now it's a gaming site based in Malaysia. Ah, the pitfalls of phase two. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.